USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
By 2030, people could use smart glasses to visit others. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who brought up the technology in an interview on Monday. He says the technology could help in the fight against climate change, as it will reduce the need for travel. A school and football coach agreed to mutually part ways amid a probe of inappropriate behavior at a previous college.
And the University of Kansas and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day regarding the migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. John Ladd is a rancher who lives on the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona. He tells Fox News.
It started before Biden even took office. As soon as the election was over, he promised amnesty to 11 million people. Here they come. We got spoiled with Donald Trump for the last 4 years. The group size is increasing up. No, 15 to 20 now in a group. Used to be 3 to 5. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. Our communities are overwhelmed. They're busing them into our towns and dumping them off. They're not giving them bus tickets. They're just leaving them there. It's going to ruin our country. They come through me every day and night. They go live with you guys. That's what's going to happen.
Los Angeles Top Teachers Union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.